Alack, why am I sent for to a king before I have shook off the regal thoughts wherewith I reigned? I hardly yet have learned to insinuate, flatter, bow, and bend my knee. Give sorrow leave a while to tutor me to this submission. Yet I well remember the favors of these men. Were they not mine, did they not sometime cry all hail to me? So Judas did to Christ, yet he in 12 found truth in all but one. I in 12,000, none. God save the king. Will no man say amen? Am I both priest and clerk? Why then, amen. God save the king, although I be not he. And yet, amen, if heaven do think him me. To do what service am I sent for hither? Give me the crown. Here, cousin, seize the crown. Here, cousin, on this side my hand, and on that side yours. Now is this golden crown like a deep well with those two buckets filling one another, the emptier ever dancing in the air, the other down unseen and full of water. That bucket down and full of tears am I, drinking my griefs, whilst you mount up on high. Now mark me how I will undo myself. I give this heavy weight from off my head, and this unwieldy scepter from my hand, the pride of kingly sway from out my heart. With mine own tears I wash away my balm. With my own hands I give away my crown. With mine own tongue deny my sacred state. With mine own breath release all duteous oaths. All pomp and majesty I do forswear. My manners rents revenues I forego. My acts, decrees, and statutes I deny. God pardon all oaths that are broke to me. God keep all oaths unbroke are made to thee. Make me that nothing have, with nothing grieved, and thou with all pleased that hast all achieved. Long mayst thou live in Richard's seat to sit, and soon lie Richard in an earthy pit. God save King Harry, unkinged Richard saves, and send him many years of sunshine days. Nay, all of you that stand and look upon, whilst that my misery doth bait myself, though some of you with Pilate wash your hands, showing an outward pity, yet you, Pilate, have now delivered me to my sour cross, and water cannot wash away your sin. Oh, that I were a mockery king of snow, standing before the son of Bolingbroke, to melt myself away in water drops. Good king, great king, and yet not greatly good. If that my word be sterling still in England, let it command a mirror hither straight, that it may show me what a face I have, since it is bankrupt of his majesty. Give me the glass, and therein will I read. No deeper wrinkles yet. Hath sorrow struck so many blows upon this face of mine and left no deeper wounds? Oh, flattering glass, like to my followers in prosperity, thou dost beguile me. Was this face the face that every day under his household roof did keep 10,000 men? Was this the face that like the sun did make beholders wink? Was this the face that faced so many follies? That was at last outfaced by Bolingbroke? A brittle glory shineth in this face, as brittle as the glory is the face. There it lies, cracked in 100 shivers. Mark, silent king, the moral of the sport. How soon my sorrow hath destroyed my face.